أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ضربتم في سبيل الله فتبينوا ولا تقولوا لمن ألقى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا. In the previous ayat we are reading with regard to various aspects of killing and murder. Who you murder and what the punishment is and what is the compensation for that. Here is another aspect that is explained, that when addressed to the Muslims, when they are out in jihad and they find somebody who is like on his own, and the actual incident was when the Sahaba were out and making jihad, then by the foot of the mountain there was a person who was with his animals, a shepherd with his animals. When the Muslims went there, so he read Kalima immediately. So they thought that he is just trying to save his skin. He's not actually a Muslim, but just to save his life he's reading Kalima. And they killed him and they took all his animals also. Came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with it and explained what happened. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very angry at that and asked, how did you assume that he was not a Muslim? Did you open his heart and check up whether he's genuine or not? And in other words, when somebody says I'm a Muslim, accept it at face value. It's not necessary for you to go and pry and find out whether really he is a Muslim or not. If he says he's a Muslim, accept it as that. Then his matter is with Allah Ta'ala. So on that occasion this ayat was revealed, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha darabtum fi sabilillah. Ey iman walo, jab safar karo Allah ke raah mein. When you are journeying in the path of Allah, making jihad, etc. فَتَبَيَّنُوا تَحْقِيقْ كَرْ لِيَا كَرُوا. Don't just kill anyone. Make sure, find out first whether he is from the enemy, whether he is one who is fighting the Muslims, etc. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. اور مت کہو اس شخص کو جو تم سے سلام علیک کرے کہ تو مسلمان نہیں. And don't say to that person who makes salam to you that you are not a Muslim. In other words, just his making salam is also sufficient that you accept him as a Muslim. You don't have to go and make an investigation about anything. So you should accept that. تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. تم چاہتے ہو اسباب دنیا کی زندگی کا. Or in your heart you have got the desire of the things of this dunya. That is, by killing him, all those animals you will take it and it becomes booty and the spoils of war. So actually, without you realizing, that is your niyat. Why you are killing him? So that you can take all that his material possession. So that is, many times we do things outwardly, we say we are doing it for some reason, for Allah's pleasure, but inwardly there are other motives and agendas which are hidden. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala is pointing to that you must be sincere and true. Don't just because you want to take control, you want to possess his animals, his things that he has, and therefore you kill him. تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَغَانِمُ كَثِيرًا. So Allah کے ہاں بہت غنیمتیں ہیں. So realize that what Allah has got by him is much, much more. Don't go after the small petty things of this dunya, and that also in a wrong way, by killing the person and then taking possession of his things, etc. Allah has got much more to give. You remain firmly with Allah Ta'ala and you will get much more, and in a halal and with full of barakat and rahmat you will get it. So seek that. Don't look at the small little things of this dunya. And also another great principle Allah explains here, كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ. تُمْ بِي تو ایسے ہی تھے اس سے پہلے. You were also just like this before. You also accepted Islam and you knew nothing about Islam. Outwardly you just said you had just come into Islam, sir. It took you a long time when you learned about Islam and you became proper and proper Muslims. So don't forget what you were also at one time. And this principle applies for many, many things. For example, as parents with our children, as an ustad with his students, we forget that when we were also small, how we had behaved. Today we expect our children to be angels, that they must not do anything wrong. And we forget that we were perhaps even worse when we were at that age. Doesn't mean we must spoil them and leave them because we were like that, but the attitude we use, we must not. Today Allah gave us understanding. We are making namaz, etc., willingly, freely, with our own free will. Little children are lazy, they don't want to make namaz. Now don't show them that we are very pious, etc. We must encourage them and get them to make namaz, but not with the attitude that we have been always very pious. We must consider how we were when we were small, and then try and mold them according to that. Don't taunt them, don't break their hearts, etc. Whether it is our students, whether it is our children, or anyone else, even in the public. Today perhaps you have become a Maulana, and now you had the opportunity of staying in the company of pious people in the madrasa, and you changed your life now. But don't forget what you were also at one time. So don't just go out and lash out at the people, etc. Keep that in mind. This is a very important point. كَذَٰلِكَ كُنْتُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. You were also like that. And remember then, فَمَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Fir Allah ne tum par fazal kiya. Allah showed His kindness to you. He made you change your life. And now you are in deen, you are observing, you are making namazas, etc. You have given up lot of gunas and lot of futile and useless things, pursuits which you had in your life. But don't forget your history. Always remember your history, and particularly keep it in mind when you are making the tarbiyat of even your wife, your children, your students, etc. Anyone, always keep that in mind. But bayyano, so ab tahqeeq kar lo. So Allah again reminds that first find out properly. Don't just kill anyone. To take the life of somebody is not a small thing. It's a very, very big thing. And don't just take the lives of people just like that for today. And also remember that you as Muslims, at one time the kuffar were dominant over you. You had no power, no say. Today Allah made you dominant. Now when you are in the ruling seat and you have power, don't abuse your power. Use it correctly. That is also one very important point, that when we are still the underdogs, people have control over us, how they treat us. But if Allah makes fazl and He puts you now in the driving seat and you have got authority now, don't abuse your power. Use it correctly as Allah wants you to use it, with fairness and justness. So always make sure what you are doing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. بے شک اللہ تمہارے کاموں سے خبردار ہے. Undoubtedly Allah is fully aware of all what you do. And don't think it's just a matter of doing it. There is accountability in the Akhirah. You will be questioned about everything. All what you did in this world, whatever matter it was, whatever dispute you settled between people, whatever your matters are, everything Allah is fully aware, and you are going to be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. So whatever we do, a true Muslim, a mu'min, keeps his akhirat in mind. And he fears the day of Qiyamah, when he will be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat also, where it points to this one instant and the ruling that came from there and the great principles that we have lie behind there. The Quran Sharif is enough as a kitab to mold our lives. If we read the Quran Sharif and we follow the teaching, we will live a splendid, beautiful life very balanced and very life that we shall have, were very well planned out and a thoughtful life. And that will be a great life if we make if we connect ourselves with the Quran Sharif and we bring the teachings of the Quran Sharif in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.